Jekka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria tomorrow up to 33, Johannesburg 32 and Polokwane 24. The bail application of a Limpopo farmer accused of killing two women at a pig farm is expected to be heard in the Mankweng Magistrates Court tomorrow. Zakaria Olifir and his two employees, Rudolf De Wet and William Musora, allegedly killed Maria Makgato and Lushan Tlovu before dumping their bodies in a pigsty at the Onverwacht farm in Sebayeng, that is outside of Polokwane, and it happened in August. Another big court case today, the killing of controversial businessman Mark Liffman. The case against two men accused of killing him has been postponed to next Wednesday. Johannes Jacobs and Gert Besaidenhout were arrested outside Uniondale on Sunday, shortly after Liffman was gunned down in the parking lot of a mall in George. And phase one of the Hammanskraal package water plant will be launched next Saturday. This is according to the Water and Sanitation Minister, Pemi Majordina. She gave an update on the progress of these and other projects in the 100 days that she's been at the helm of the department.
On the 24th of August, the ministry visited Hammanskraal to oversee the 750 million project being implemented as part of our intervention on what happened in Hammanskraal. We are doing this through Mahalis Water Board.
And in America, the leaders of the Republicans have cast their vote. Former President Donald Trump and his wife Melania just cast it, and he spoke to the media.
We want to bring everybody in. We want to be very inclusive, and we will be very inclusive. We have a great country, but we have a country that's in trouble in many ways, and we have to straighten it out.
J.D. Vance, the party's vice president, also cast his vote.
I certainly hope you vote for Donald J. Trump today. I think that his policies are going to promote peace and prosperity for our citizens. But if you vote the wrong way, in my view, I'm still going to love you. I'm still going to treat you as a fellow citizen. I'm going to fight hard for your dreams and for your family.
And in Spain, the government ordered its biggest peacetime deployment of military and security forces to the flood-hit region of Valencia. There are now more than 14,000 soldiers, police officers and civil guards on search and rescue missions. Meanwhile, residents of Barcelona also experienced heavy rainfall on Monday. A South African living in the city, Carmen de Lange, spoke to us.
The downpour was quite heavy. The roof of our building started leaking. We were a little bit scared that we might be next because all of the towns surrounding us were definitely underwater. We didn't really know what to expect.
And finally, snow this time of the year? No, it's not normal. As parts of the Eastern Cape experience snowfall today, forecaster at the Weather Service, Lehlonolo Tobela, says the last snowfall in November was recorded some 85 years ago.
Our records in the climate section shows that it was 1969, where it was cold over areas of Harrismith into Withoek in the borders of Free State.
I'm Marlene Fouché, Hoofnuus die uur. Die verdagtes in die Limpopo varkplaas moordsaak doen môre aansoek om op borgtog vrygelaat te word.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop. This is what we do on Jacaranda FM.
Sheesh. Girl, I'm about to have a panic attack. I did the work, it didn't work. That truth, it hurts. That damn, it hurts. Shiva was not a fan of it. I'm good with my friends. I don't want a man, girl. I'm in my bed. I'm way too fine to be here alone. On the other hand, I know my worth. And now he calling me. Why do I feel like this? What happened to me? Oh,